than happening. So looking at that again after all these years, it just made me chuckle. But it wasn't really a very nice review. I think people are much nicer in the way that they do these things. But since then, what's happened, 15 years on with Authentic Learning, it hasn't done too bad. I'm hoping that it's really happening now. It's been published in AJET and ETR&D, Educational Technology Research and Development, two of the best journals, I think, in our field. It won an AECT, Association for Educational Communication and Technology, that's a US-based group, a research award in 1999. There's an edited book, as Mike said, with Tony Harrington, which was based on herds of papers where people talked about their own authentic learning environments in a range of disciplines. Then, of course, we've got our authored book, which just came out this year with Tom Reeves and Ron Oliver. And that actually won an award, again, an AECT Outstanding Book Award just a couple of weeks ago. And we've done plenty of international presentations and workshops on authentic learning, and it's been able to be applied to multimedia, online learning, and mobile learning. So I just want to talk a little bit about what authentic learning is, because people say, what does authentic mean? And it means different things to different people. But we kind of came up with about nine characteristics of authentic learning, and I'm just going to review those, just so you know what I'm talking about. These are the nine characteristics. The first one is that a learning environment has a physical or an authentic context, which is a physical or virtual environment that reflects the way the learning will be used in real life. And so that would help to preserve the complexity of a real life learning environment. So rather than simplifying everything down, you choose an environment where something would happen in the real world. It really can provide a motivation for learning and gives you a context for deep exploration of ideas. And I've just got some pictures there of some of the different environments that we've either been involved in designing or looked at in our research. This is an example of one that I just found quite recently, just to give you an idea about how you can have a big idea that Appalachian Growers' Fair. It was in a unit on hospitality and tourism, and what happened was the teacher took all of the students to a small town where they actually planned and marketed a fair, which would be a sustainable kind of thing for that particular community, and all of the learning happened within that context. The second characteristic is authentic tasks, and the tasks that students are given would have real-world relevance. And an example of this one is a teacher who is teaching Italian and gives the students opportunities to speak with Italian speakers, native language speakers. But rather than just giving them opportunities to speak about different topics, she gets them to to plan a trip to Italy. So in their discussion, everything is about planning the trip. It's about the currency, it's about places to go, it's about travel arrangements and so forth. So there is a topic that people can discuss. Now, expert performance is giving students the opportunity to access how an expert would think and how they would model processes. Students here, it's not just the so-called expert, but it's also people who are at various levels of expertise. And this is based very much on the apprenticeship model. But it gives the opportunities for people to share stories about what it means to be an expert in that area. And one thing I always say here is when we think about the lecture, you know, many people think in this day and age there is no role for the lecture. But I think if you think that the lecture could represent an expert point of view, then there is a role, but it's just not sufficient in an authentic learning environment. The next one is multiple perspectives, that students would be given opportunities to look at a problem from many different points of view. And of course, this is so readily done now with internet access and the powerful search engines that we have. We no longer would think that we'd rely on just a single textbook.